All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And there's a lot going on. Today is Monday, November 14th. And last week, stocks had their best week in 5 months. Last week, the S&P was up almost 6%, the Dow more than 4%, and the NASDAQ a whopping 8%. Now, this week will be key for earnings announcements from retailers like Walmart, Home Depot, Target, and meanwhile, the Bitcoin saga continues. Over the weekend, Bitcoin dropped below 16,000. And finally, this week's economic report includes the PPI inflation data and the core retail sales. So with all this craziness going on, how are we trading the markets? But before we get started, if this is your first time, the guy with the red nose, that's me, Marcus Hardcutter. Over the weekend, I was in Houston sailing with my daughter at a regatta. It was cold, so I forgot to apply sunscreen. When it is cold, you forget about this. So that's where a little bit burnt here. Anyhow, this is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and not so sunburned. Anyhow, we are real traders. We trade live accounts, so we got a lot of trading experience. And on this channel, we are showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we are not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Okay, so let's distract a little bit from my nose and start looking at the markets.
Marcus, I just thought you were using that tanning bed again.
All right.
Nice. You know, good old Marcus in the tanning bed with his boots. No. Yep. Sorry, just dropping some secrets. Hey, speaking of secrets, the S&P, like you said, best week since June. NASDAQ, best week since March. I mean, what a week after CPI data. What do you think about that, Marcus?
Yeah, it's super interesting. I mean, we talked about last week that the 3,900 level was the line in the sand, broke very well above this. So right now, next support, probably here, the 200-day moving average right now is sitting at around 4,100. So that's when we look at the S&P. For the Dow, different story. The Dow is already up and away. I'm wondering, is it already trading above the... Oh, yeah. It's already trading above the 200-day moving average. I mean, the Dow just super solid. The NASDAQ with all of the high interest stuff. I mean, the NASDAQ still sitting at some resistance level here. So still going sideways. We have two markets that are moving into an uptrend. The NASDAQ, we don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And even today, NASDAQ a little bit weaker. We saw a lower open across the board. And it was minor. I mean, it's to be expected. After you have such a huge run up like we did last week, no surprise that we opened lower this morning. However, Dow has turned positive, the S&P basically flat, NASDAQ down 0.7%, but after an 8% week, I mean, you really kind of expect this going into the open, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Especially this week, not a whole lot going on. If you look at the economic calendar, we have yesterday, Fed member Waller was speaking. We'll talk about this in a moment. Today, we have Fed Vice President Brainard speaking. And then the big one, kind of the big one tomorrow, is the PPI, the Producer Price Index.
And, you know, you have CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and PPI. They kind of go hand in hand, but CPI is really what is closely looked at versus PPI. Any huge surprise could definitely move the market, but I think that last week's CPI data and the reaction was more significant.
Yeah, so last week, clearly everybody was waiting on this. Today, I mean, we mentioned it earlier when we were trading with our mastermind. I mean, anything absolutely shocking could move the markets. But other than this, there will be a reaction, but not that everybody has been waiting for it. Especially since already yesterday, Fed member Waller pretty much said, listen, guys, what are you talking about? I mean, this was one data point. No, we are not done raising interest rates. However, he proposed a few half percentage point movements. And that's a deviation because the Fed has raised interest rates for 0.75 point, 4 times in a row. And there was concerns that for the next meeting, they might do it as well. But right now, as we can see, traders are factoring in an 80% probability That is only half a percentage point.
Yeah, and with the data, I think that this is it's just common sense. You know, it makes sense that at some point the Fed needs to slow down. Now, a 50 basis point hike is still big, right? It's just recently the 75 basis point hike was the theme and what traders were focused on. That's definitely shifted. Fed Governor Waller on Sunday, he did say that we're at a point we could start thinking maybe of going to a slower pace, but we're not softening. And then he said, quit paying attention to the pace and start paying attention to where the endpoint is going to be. Until we get inflation down, the endpoint is still a ways out there.
Yeah, and if you look at the probabilities here, so the endpoint right now, traders are factoring in 4.75% to 5%. But as we can see, there's still a pretty high probability of 5 to 5.25%. So, I mean, that's way higher than the Fed previously expected. And in the last meeting, Powell even said, you know what, let's not talk about a terminal rate. It will be higher than everybody thinks. So that's what traders are factoring in right now.
Yeah. And more than double the Fed goal of 2% annualized inflation being the norm, right? So it's still high inflationary environment.
Yeah. So again, looking at a 5-minute chart of today, I mean, the NASDAQ, as I said, open lower, was pushing lower. Right now, just diddling around, still down 0.7%. Dow, very similar picture, but already positive for the day. The S&P 500 looks very, very similar on a 5-minute chart, slightly negative. So we can see right now, not a lot of impulses today for traders.
No, and I think that's why there's some indecision and you know, just it will probably be a diddle day until tomorrow when we have a little more data to digest. There's still some earnings too.
Yeah, this week, big earnings week for retailers. We have Walmart reporting earnings. We have Target reporting earnings. Let's take a look at the charts of these. So here's Walmart. I mean, doing pretty well this year. I mean, if you look at this, the markets are overall down for the year. Walmart, year to date, just down 2%. I mean, that's way better. Target also reporting, and we'll see how Target is hanging in there. I mean, a couple of earnings ago, they said, listen, we got to get rid of the inventory, and we got to get rid of the inventory at lower prices. That is right now what the Fed wants to see, that prices are coming down. Of course, not good for Target. It's been trading in a range here between 140 and 160 or 180 ever since. So we'll see what moves here, movers and shakers.
Yeah, and Walmart before the bell on Tuesday, I believe. Target before the bell on Wednesday.
Yeah, and then we also have Ross. No, that Ross is later. Macy's is also this week. So Macy's is this week. And then we have Lowe's and Home Depot. So we'll see what they think about the economy and the housing market, home improvement market. So let's see if they issue a weaker guidance going forward and how they did this quarter.
Yeah, and Marcus, just for the record, Ross, the ticker is ROST, and they report Thursday after the bell.
Got it. What did I tell you? RSS. Oh, because I was thinking about KSS, Kohl's.
Yeah.
They're also reporting. They did report earnings last week already. So that's why I was thinking about it. All right. So, Mark, how do we trade this? How do we trade this mess?
Well, you know, it is nice to see that we're starting to see better trends in the S&P and the Dow. So I think that we can start to look at the possibility of trend following strategies. But at the same time, our bread and butter, the wheel is still giving us some nice opportunities. And the rule of thumb, sell puts on down days, sell calls on up days. So being able to sell calls and potentially unwinding a couple of the positions that we've been in is the theme.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, NVIDIA, one of the positions that I'm in, originally got assigned at 195. Fluor Rescue Mission was able to bring down my cost basis to 160.91. I have sold 162.50 calls. Expiring the end of the week. And we'll see. In 2 days, NVIDIA reports earnings, and I believe that is on Wednesday after the bell, right? So we will see how that does. Either NVIDIA might plop back down, which is okay because my break even is right now at 142.92. So I'm okay if there's a pullback. Then I can buy back the calls, maybe sell them again. Or if NVIDIA keeps rocketing, I get called away. And yeah, that would be unwinding one of the positions that I have here in my portfolio.
Yeah, another one to talk about unwinding, LVS.
LVS are looking good. I mean, we already sold calls. Our cost basis, 46.86 for me. So yours is probably somewhere similar there, right?
Yeah, it's
the same. So because also we flew a rescue mission and right now trading at 43.91, I was able to sell the 45 calls last week. You sold the 44 calls this week.
Yeah, I had to roll because I was still in my 43 last Friday. And so I rolled up to the 44, collected 25 cents premium. So nice little credit there. Right now, we're really close to the 44 strike that I've sold. So this is something that I'm keeping an eye on because cost basis around 47, break even around 40. And I really don't want to give up $3 of collected premium. So if we continue to stay at this level or move higher, I'm looking to roll again. Right now, I don't need to do that right away because there's still a ton of premium in the 44 expiring this week.
The midpoint. Right, and I mean, that's always the risk if you're selling calls below our cost basis. It means that we need to be willing to give back some of the premium that we collected. However, as long as it is about our above our break even, which for both of us it is still a profitable trade. But yeah, nobody likes giving back profits, but sometimes that's the way it is.
Yeah, this is a question that comes up quite often where a trader says, why don't you just sell calls below your cost basis or below your break even and get whatever you can? And we see time and time again that that gets traders in trouble if you're doing a good job with your stock selection and strike selection. Now, this is one that we've been in for a long time, much longer than our average trade. We've talked about it long term. We felt this was a good hold, but definitely been in longer than we ever expected to be in the trade. And that's where selling below our cost basis was a calculated risk.
Right, right. And this is where, again, it's important for us. We don't sell below our break even because this is how you would exit the position with the loss. As long as we are above our break even and below cost basis, that's great. Our favorite strike price, of course, is at our cost basis or above if we can do it. But with LVS, we haven't been able to do that.
Yeah. I think we'll see that in the next 4 weeks.
Yeah. And then TPR is another one. So TPR, another interesting one. I got assigned at 37. And last week, I was able to sell the 36 calls. So today, we have a little bit of a pullback here. So not yet enough for me to buy them back at a profit. But this probably also, at some point this week, might give me an opportunity to roll up into the 37. And then I will be at my cost basis and I can keep all of the premium that I collected there. The break even right now nicely down at 32.69. So we're doing well there. Earnings are out of the way, moved higher, kind of as expected. And we'll see what happens over the next few days here.
Nice move Friday. Did you buy some handbags?
Oh my gosh, Friday was just a massive move. And that's why I was able to sell the calls.
Nice.
Good. And then AMD today, also your AMD position. Doing quite well. Well, pulling back a little bit, but still up 1.8% after an upgrade from analyst. So we still have a little bit to go there, but it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, we were up above 75 at one point. It was the equivalent of a double rainbow with a double upgrade. So traders liking that. I have a little ways to go on this one. I'm having rescue remorse. Going back a couple of weeks just to review, Marcus, you decided to do a rescue on TPR NVIDIA. So you did a rescue at 120 and brought down your cost basis significantly. And at the time, I felt that we could see a little more downside in NVIDIA. I have my tickers wrong. AMD, pardon me. And then we were heading into earnings, and I didn't want to do a rescue right into earnings. In hindsight, had I done a rescue around 56, that would have been perfect. I thought we might get down a little bit lower, and that just wasn't the case. So I'm happy to see the trade, you know, head in the right direction. But gosh, it would be so much fun right now to have a break even of 75.
Wouldn't it be? Yeah. Hey, by the way, this is where we said we're real traders. We tell them, you know, how it is. If you find this helpful, give us a like and we'll keep talking about it. We have one more trade coming up, but we appreciate any likes here because this way this video is being shown to more traders. Okay, so finally, also got to talk about Google. So I flagged it as a no because today it came up with a strike price of 92 that we could sell. I mean, we are in Google, but I wouldn't consider opening a new position here in Google. This is why I flagged it as a no.
Absolutely. And Marcus, this goes back to the old tell us your watch list question, right? And time again, we have a trader or traders that say, so what are the trades that you took this year? It might be a decent reference point, but we're constantly reassessing the market and open positions. And so at this point, I think that there would be better opportunities to get into other than Google because we've broken through support. We've seen this sell-off. I'm okay holding Google. I don't feel I need to bail on this prematurely, but to get some quick profits and something that has better support, that would be at the top of my list rather than getting into Google at this point.
Right. Well, talking about new positions, not a whole lot going on. I mean, this morning we traded with our mastermind members, so we already went through the list. We didn't see anything exciting to trade here today, which again is not surprising on a diddling day that we have here right now, where the market is really looking for some direction. Maybe there will be a little bit of a sell-off, then there might be some more positions popping up. But right now, I mean, we're all about managing our existing positions, and this is going really, really well.
Love it. Love the move.
Okay. And we've been talking a lot about rolling here. And if you would like to know more about rolling, what it is, why we do it, we have a video right here. So this is where take a look at this video. It's only a few minutes. It'll help you tremendously understand better of why we roll, how we roll, and should we be rolling. Check this out, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.